From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Wednesday afternoon, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force went to serve a search warrant at a residence on the 1200 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. During a multi-week investigation, they got information that one of the residents there, 38-year-old Elizabeth Ann Brown, was distributing heroin throughout the county. Upon arrival, there were about 15 subjects on the property. They were detained, interviewed, and released from the scene. Brown also detained and found to be in possession of about a half pound of heroin packaged for sale. In addition, agents seized nearly $3,000 in currency believed to be profits from illegal drug sales. Also yesterday, 2 p.m., an officer with the Arcata Police Department conducting a stop on a vehicle, the 1600 block of Samoa Boulevard. The driver and only person inside was 58-year-old Sheila Ekrit of Arcata. Ekrit on active formal county probation with search and seizure terms. During the subsequent investigation, Ekrit was found to be in possession of 41 grams of suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale, and during the booking process, more meth was found on her. Ekrit was arrested and charged, sent to the Humboldt County Jail. The Yurok Tribe and the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations filing a lawsuit against the Bureau of Reclamation and the National Marine Fisheries Service in response to low flows and high salmon disease rates under the federal agency's new management plan for the Klamath River. The groups represented by the environmental law firm Earth Justice, the recently implemented Klamath Biological Opinion, created environmental conditions that worsened an outbreak of a lethal pathogen infecting an observed majority of this year's juvenile salmon. The conditions occurred at the same time a serious fish disease outbreak was occurring in the river, but with no water made available under the new biop to remediate the outbreak. Well, the Northern California Community Blood Bank held the second annual. There were 16 different agencies taking part, either as donors or by having a community member donate on their behalf. A total of 189 donors seen in 8 hours, 170 units collected. The blood drive set a new record with the most donors and its units collected during a one-day blood event. About 510 lives can be saved from the units collected during the event. And fire restrictions for Six Rivers National Forest going into effect today. It's to help minimize the potential for human-caused wildland fires. While lightning's the number one cause of those fires in the forest, human-caused fires are a major concern as well. More restrictions could be implemented as the summer progresses. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.